Good morning. The title of our project is called Coordinating Tobacco Outreach Across Divisions within the Minnesota Department of Health. And I have no relationships to disclose. MDH is located in St. Paul. We also have offices in seven other cities throughout the state. We have about 1,500 employees, like Arizona. Our public health system is decentralized, so MDH works with about 50 community health boards, which that number varies in terms of county health departments merging with others, and also 11 tribal health departments. The opportunity for this project really initiated with us looking at outcomes related to tobacco, so adult tobacco use, as well as also considering the fact that we had a third of our divisions within the department working in the area of tobacco reduction and reducing exposure to secondhand smoke. So we knew there were inefficiencies. We knew that there were very defined silos from low-level issues such as selecting correct tobacco data use to very high-level issues in terms of policy development around tobacco. So those silos existed, and we saw this as an opportunity to reduce inefficiencies, improve communication, and reduce, in particular, duplication of efforts. Initially, we thought around tobacco materials and messaging. You won't be able to read this, but this is our org chart, and the red dots indicate where tobacco work is within the MDH. So within our executive office, we have our communications unit, which does work on tobacco messaging. We, in the environmental health section or division, we have two sections working in particular on indoor air regulation. We have three divisions within our Health Improvement Bureau also working on tobacco, our Children and Family Health Division, where our MCH programs are, health promotion and chronic disease, and then we do have an alcohol, tobacco, and prevention unit within what is called our Office of Statewide Health Improvement Initiatives. So we did put together a team, a cross-divisional team, to work on this, as well as we had, typically you have one sponsor, we had five sponsors representing those areas for this project. Our aim statement was a little bit twofold. It was to utilize QI tools and techniques to improve cross-divisional coordination of tobacco outreach activities by 50% by this year. And so not only was it to improve that coordination, but really testing out, can we use QI tools and techniques for somewhat of a cultural, more infrastructural issue, and that is coordination. I'll start out with the results. And again, this is looking at changing the culture within MDH. We had five metrics. First, we define coordination, and then we put five metrics around what does coordination mean to us and how would we improve that. And so the one that's highlighted relates directly to our aim statement. And we did conduct a pre- and post-intervention survey with approximately 106 staff within MDH that have tobacco-related interests or responsibilities. So that is where this data is coming from. And we went from 36% of staff indicating that they or their program has coordinated with another division around tobacco efforts last year to 64%. So we did exceed our aim statement in terms of having a 50% improvement in that area. Some of the other measures, particularly the second one, turned out to be a big theme related to coordination, and that is staff feeling they have the authority to coordinate with others outside of their division. We also saw improvement in that area. We measured overall satisfaction levels with cross-divisional coordination. And the one metric that we put a lot of attention to throughout our two tests was trying to improve the ability of people to be able to identify others at MDH with tobacco-related expertise. And then we also asked about, is there a process or system in place around tobacco outreach efforts, coordinating in that respect? We also used the Plan, Do, Study, Act cycle, and really the first step in that is assessing what the current state is. Because this wasn't exactly, there wasn't a process, we didn't have a scope for coordination, it was a very large-scale issue, we had to do an inventory or somewhat of an assessment of really what's going on within in the agency related to tobacco. So this was a pretty extensive document documenting the key contacts, where in the division was this located, what were the key activities and services that area provides, who are the key customers or other audience, the frequency of that activity or service, and then any associated materials that were developed. We also did an analysis of all the tobacco-related materials in the agency, again, thinking that there would be a lot of overlap and inefficiencies. And the result of that was we found out, no, we're wrong. Less than 5% of the documents that we collected were duplicative. We then conducted that baseline survey. I showed you the results of that. We also surveyed our local public health contacts and tobacco advocacy groups that we work with in the community to assess their satisfaction with MDH's tobacco outreach efforts. So that was our baseline data, some of which I've showed you. Then, based on that information, we identified six primary opportunities for improvement around coordination. We used a prioritization matrix. We also used an impact effort plot and ended up choosing the issue of lack of internal and external knowledge of who to contact for what. We really, that didn't score at the top, but we felt like that was needed as a foundation to move forward for to really create a culture of coordination and collaboration. We did a cause and effect diagram on that, kind of looking at internal and external causes and both, and came to the conclusion that we really needed to work internally. There were more pressing issues, and the data supported focusing on internal knowledge of who to contact versus external. Turn that into affinity diagram as a document, communications for our sponsors. But some of the issues in terms of root cause really went back to relationships and why weren't relationships within the agency being formed. We then developed two improvement theories. One had to do with we wanted to create a mechanism for people to meet and collaborate, and then we also wanted to enhance or initiate a prototype staff directory that was much more robust than the current all-staff directory that we have. So we tested out quarterly. We held two quarterly outreach meetings, we called them, and invited those 106 identified people as well as other individuals in MDH, specifically for the purpose of networking, hearing, meeting others, hearing about program updates. We also gathered information during these sessions, more data gathering in terms of what do you want, what do you need in terms of coordination, and then also some data to support our directory efforts. We had leadership involved. They came in, gave legislative updates. So this was really engaging people at all levels throughout the organization. We also tested out a prototype staff directory and the parameters in that, going from our very small QI team all the way up to engaging, again, tobacco staff throughout the department using rapid cycle testing. After the testing, we conducted a post-intervention survey, and again, this was the key result around that. We saw improvement in the degrees or the level of staff coordinating with others. So in terms of communicating with our sponsors, our findings, the meetings were extremely successful. We anticipated and ASTO allowed us to use a national consultant, but we were anticipating 8 to 10, which would be good attendance. We had 40 people at our first event. We had 49 at our second. We had 61 individual unique attendees. We did a post-event survey, and 82% of the respondents indicated they wanted these to continue on a regular basis, and they wanted them to be held semi-annual. So our recommendation was to adopt these events. We had over, our target was to get 30 profiles in our tobacco staff directory. IT was working neck to neck with us with this process and indicated that we needed that 30 profile baseline in order for a search function to be operationalized. We reached that, we exceeded that, and the search function never worked. So I think a lesson learned in that, many QI projects have IT needs and engagement is to have IT pilot as much as possible as early on in the game as you possibly can. So in terms of that specific activity, our recommendation was to abandon it. We, and with both those tests, we had very detailed action plans, and we currently have an action plan with these eight recommendations that were approved by our sponsors. And again, they're really laying the foundation, we believe, for increased coordination and collaboration throughout the agency. And five out of the eight steps moving forward have agency-wide implications. So we do have, we're still in the process of looking at search options for our existing staff directory. We are moving forward agency-wide with implementing photo IDs on the staff directory as well as on Outlook. We have the alcohol tobacco control and prevention program who will be hosting semi-annual tobacco outreach events, and that's in their strategic plan. And we have two sponsors who've really taken this collaboration language into all PDs, and they're moving forward with that. So we anticipate that's going to be happening within the next 6 months. And we're also going to continue to monitor this perceived authority. We have an all-organizational annual survey, and a similar question is asked, and so we're going to continue to monitor perceptions around that. Again, using QI tools and techniques, whether it's a quality planning project or a QI project, was extremely validating and helpful and led us to have data to support our recommendations. Also, when you're looking at a cultural issue and making progress on that within an agency, having this lengthy project time frame, which was over a year, really benefited this project. In terms of FAB accreditation, this project met all needs. If you're familiar with Domain 9, and in particular, Measure 9.2.2, having staff engaged and being able to document your problem solving and what improvements you're choosing, as well as documenting any type of root cause analysis, and also documenting your solutions and action plans moving forward, meets this requirement.
Okay, thank you. Would you join me in thanking all five teams as they come up front here?